Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about the eagle and the snake. Mm-hmm. The eagle and the snake are two symbols from our logo.
Yeah, and from our logo, and for Wing Chun, the snake and the bird, in Asia, the grain, but you can also say an eagle is a symbol for our martial art.
Why is it so?
The snake and the bird, the grain or the eagle is a symbol for the ways human can move the body. We all have a snake in our body, the spine. Not many people can work with the spine like a snake, but there is a snake. And all the chains in our body, from the crown to the fingers, is a link chain, like a span. And all these movements are necessary to close the body. If you go in the room, you go in the room like a snake with your chains. If you move in the natural right way, that the other thing is the bird or the eagle or maybe the grain, like in Asian Wing Chun, is when we open our body in the room, then we move our arms on and all of the body like a bird who go in the air. And so these two animals are symbol for a natural moving of the human body.
Mm-hmm. So it's a symbol for the body movement, for the possibilities of the human body movement, for the potential.
Yes, and also for the field we are living in. We are living on the ground with the earth. The symbol is the snake. The snake is on the ground, and under the ground, it's a symbol for the earth. Mm-hmm. And the eagle is a symbol for the air, for the sky. Mm-hmm, for the sky, for the heaven. Mm-hmm.
And is there also another symbolic insight, not only for the possibility of the humans, for the movement?
It's also for the possibilities for development. As human beings, mm-hmm. you have to know the circumstances, the interactions with the body, with the earth, with all things around of us, and you have also knowing of the intellectual, spiritual, and emotional things, mm-hmm. and all this come together. The sign for the snake is she is on the ground, she goes underground, she is in contact with the earth.
And it's very adaptable.
Very, very adaptable.
Mm, very flexible.
The characteristic of a bird, of the eagle or something, as he is high, he has an oversight, hold over from another perspective. Mm-hmm. And those come together in us. Mm-hmm. And so we also we can have the movement from a snake or from an eagle. We can have the snake, the perception of the snake and from the eagle, and bring this together.
And also maybe the behavior.
And also the behavior behind, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because Wing Chun also teaches us to be very adaptable with yourself, behavior. Mm-hmm.
Wing Chun is the art, not only a martial art to fight, it's also to make us adaptable to all things. It's a training for behavior, that you can play with all arts of behavior who are necessary. Mm-hmm. You are not some behavior, you are able to have all behaviors you need. And then if you go on, then the eagle is also a great symbol for all things. The eagle was a symbol by the old Babylonians, in the old Egypt, by the Greeks, by the Romans, in the stars of the Galatians. And also the snake was also a great symbol for all these civilizations. And the snake come to us from the old Greeks in the medicine, the ocular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a snake, or in our logo is the double snake for our genetic, and that also for the snake part in our martial art. And the wings for the crane or eagle part in our martial art. And the sword for the third thing, the mental aspect in the human being, the intellectual thinking, a heart, a very dangerous weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Come together with the other two natural things.
Mm-hmm. And when we speak about the snake, the symbol for the snake, in martial art is that the poison from a snake can kill, and the poison from the snake can also heal.
Yes. All sentence is, if you can kill or destroy someone, you should have the ability to heal someone. You can say if you have the ability to kill someone, you have to know a lot about the human anatomy, how it works. And if you know this, you know a lot how can you have your behalf with your movements.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have this part without this part.
Mm. This is why we also have in our WTU Wing Chun the field health.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only for fighting, not only for self-defense, it's for integral development.
For the integral. And the abilities for fighting in our martial art, in our WTU Wing Chun, it's part from the natural moving, and the natural moving is for health, and we fight how human beings would be fight if they have a natural moving, and fighting is a part from the natural moving. It's not a other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And snake of fire are snake and eagle always are a symbol for wholeness. So if you go to South America or Middle America with Quetzalcoatl, it's a goat with parts from the snake and from the bird. It's a snake with wings.
So there's a very deep symbolism inside.
It's a very deep symbolism in these two animals who are linked with the human.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And with WTU Wing Chun, we have the possibility to work on this.
Mm, to work on this, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We work on wholeness of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That we are not a fragment who only can move, you only have good intellectual thinking, or who have good harmonized emotions. You have all this on high level and linked together.
Mm-hmm.
The wholeness is more as the parts from the wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
So as a flow in the movement is more as the movement alone, then with the flow you're connected with the field, not the object in a room.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So we hear us next month again.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.